For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Hi, this is Kevin's psychology. This is Grace Harpson calling from California. Grace, what problem do you have for me to solve?
My two-year-old son,
Oh, you have a two-year-old son?
What?
He must be beautiful.
Okay.
What's his name?
Johnson.
Johnson?
Yeah.
And how old? Oh, he's 2 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your problem?
On the 4th of July, we...
4th of July, you're American? Me too. America is it's a great country. A lot of people think it's bad, but really, if you think about it, it's the country with the most freedoms. Okay, go on, what's your problem?
We were sitting on the couch watching some movies.
What movie were you watching? I'm just curious, because there's a lot of good movies, and I hope you weren't watching a bad one.
Oh, I think it was Jumanji.
Jumanji? That's a horrible movie. I mean, it's good. I mean, that's the kind of movie that, you know, if you didn't have anything to watch, you watch it, but you won't really just take it out to watch.
It was either that or going bowling.
Bowling? You just said you were sitting on the couch watching TV.
I know. We could have gotten up and went bowling. Well,
okay, keep
we're
going.
Drinking some, me and my husband were drinking some,
What's your husband's name?
Mike.
Where did you meet him?
Bowling.
okay. How old is he?
4'9".
What's his social security number?
I'm not telling you that.
Do you even know it?
Nope.
Okay. So you and your husband were watching TV or bowling. Okay, keep going.
No, we were watching TV. So
you said you might be bowling. Make up your mind.
It was either bowling.
Come on, Grace.
I mean, we were. The only things we could do were bowling and watch TV. So we chose watching TV. So we were drinking some wine.
What kind of wine were you drinking?
Alcohol wine.
Okay. That brings it down a little bit.
What's it called? Champagne.
Yeah. Okay. You just sit on the couch and drink some champagne. And your little two-year-old son, Johnson.
He just came up, grabbed the bottle, and started drinking.
Okay. And
that was drunk.
Okay, so you have a drunk two-year-old son.
Running around the streets naked.
What? And you're just letting him do it?
I'm trying
instead
to
of catching him, you're letting him run around the street naked?
Right now I'm running after my son.
You're talking on the phone. You're not.
I'm talking on my cell phone.
No, you're not. It says home phone. What is your husband Mike doing about this?
Well, I'm not chasing him right.
Is it a husband problem? Is he too lazy to chase your son?
My husband's running after him right now. Ugh.
I'm okay.
The neighbors stay indoors these days.
So what's your problem? I mean, two-year-olds don't know better. Okay, here, let me...
My problem is my two-year-old is drunk.
Okay, let me give my verdict. It seems kind of obvious that you aren't really keeping close tabs on what your son is doing. I think that you need to take care of your son more. Show him what's wrong and what's right. Because, he's just...
I can't do that when he's drunk.
Shut up. I'm trying to get my verdict. Okay. So, he's just a little two-year-old boy. He really doesn't really know any better. So, I say that... He drank a bunch of wine, and now he's drunk, and running around the streets naked. I mean, that's not a big thing for a little baby to run around naked. All I'm saying is, your son didn't know what's wrong, and there are a lot of things that your son probably doesn't know are wrong. So you gotta explain to him more. You gotta teach him. That's part of having a child. You have to teach them. You have to let them learn. You have to help them along. You can't just throw a child to the wolves. That's the problem with most of the children these days. They aren't taught anything. They aren't learning from their parents. Their parents are neglecting them. That's why we all need to try to teach our children more. Teach them more. Show them more. Don't just rely on school to teach them. Actually teach them. And my verdict is, your son did.
I can't rely on school. He's a 2-year-old.
Oh. Well, my verdict is, don't just place him in front of the TV all day.
I don't.
Teach him. That's all I'm saying is, all people, just try to help your children learn. And that's my verdict. This has been Kevin Psychology with Grace Harpson. Hope your husband Mike and your son Johnson is doing okay, right?
Still drunk.
Oh, wait. Mike? Mike, your husband's drunk?
No!
I'm okay. Well, this has been Kevin Psychology. Hi, this is Kevin from Kevin Psychology here speaking. I'm just saying, if you have a problem, just email it to me, and I'll send you a voice recording to the answer to your problem. Just email me at kevinpsychology051703@gmail.com. That's kevinpsychology 051703@gmail.com. And I'll answer your question. That's kevinpsychology051703@gmail.com.
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Honestly.